here. 1-800-866-8883. That's the number to call. And yes, we had some old technical difficulties there, but nonetheless, we are going to do a radio show tonight. And the topic of yesterday, which is living your life in such a way that you are dependent upon the love or approval of other people. That's what I want to talk about, because I never thought about the idea that someone would be afraid to say no to a parent that wanted them, expected them to go to war. And, you know, I think that the war can be a very just cause, but not necessarily. So let me put the, let me get some people here on the line. Yeah. And we'll get the show going here. It's a big technical mess in here, but I'll figure it out. Is a number, and my dad just taking another day off. He was not feeling too good. He's doing okay. He's doing great, but he's taking another day off so that he can be rested for tomorrow. And yesterday I had an incredible discussion with a man who's been listening to this program for several years now, and beginning to come out of the matrix of his thinking. And the revelation that came about was he was talking to me about post-traumatic stress from being in Vietnam. And I said, well, where did your post-traumatic stress begin? Do you remember where it began? And then He couldn't remember, but I said, so tell me about your relationship with your mom and dad. And when he started to describe his dad to me, I began to see that his dad was a military person. He was a firefighter, strong person, but not very available. And this made him, the caller, feel insecure, I think, at some level, and need the love and approval of his dad. So much so that he was not able to say no to being drafted into the military and then spending 6 years in service and coming out with post-traumatic stress. And it was very awakening to think about that, because The need for approval, the need for love, or the fear of rejection is basically the same thing. I remember when I was in high school, there were certain guys that sort of always seemed like the perpetual loners, because they were afraid, let's say, to ask a girl out to the prom or whatever, to a dance, because they didn't want to be rejected. And me, on the other hand, I didn't care, because it didn't matter that much to me, because I had other things that I could do besides focus all my time on a girl, which made me sort of a free agent. And I didn't get hung up on the dating thing, like a lot of people do. You know, they have the heavy dating thing where they have their steady, or whatever you want to call it. I don't even know what they call it anymore. But the point is that being a free agent made me stand out as a different kind of person. And I wonder how many people out there have had a similar experience, which is you were not predictable. And because when you're predictable, people unconsciously are compelled to begin to manipulate you. What do I mean by that? When you're predictable, people start to see patterns in your behavior. They find out what you like and what you don't like. And depending upon what their motive toward you is, they can tell you something and make you smile and make you feel better, make you feel good about yourself. Or they can say something sort of insignificant and ruin your whole day. And you know how that is. As a matter of fact, my dad wrote a book about it called The Secret Power of Words. And I used to, that's my favorite book. I think he's changed the meaning, title of the book. I don't even know what it's called anymore. But it's traditionally it was called The Secret Power of Words. And it basically talks about how suggestible we are to the spoken word. Now, if you want to get a little deeper into this, the idea is that even the Bible begins with this idea that in the beginning was the Word. And I've always thought, in the beginning, the Word. And the Word was God. Okay. So, but you see, from that one idea, come into the world, people with intelligence, these intelligent beings we call human beings. And I think so much of what, and I'm sure this is also scientifically true, that so much of our brain is dedicated to communication and understanding what's going on in the world that we live in. Because if we weren't created or designed to interact at a very high level of communication, then we would just be like animals. And animals can communicate with grunts and, you know, postures. And, you know, if you watch gorillas competing for the, you know, for the females, it's just a lot of posturing and a lot of noise. Now, if you go to a bar on Saturday night, you see a lot of men doing the same things. But it doesn't make them gorillas. It makes them fools for love and to try to prove, you know, how strong and how macho they are. But, is there some, you know, animal characteristics of human beings? Yeah, of course there are. You know, flesh and blood. The Bible says you're first of flesh and second of spirit. First of flesh, second of spirit. So you come into the world in this little animal human body. And of course, I said yesterday, you know, if you don't take care of a baby, it won't last but a couple of days. It'll just die. I actually saw this happen to a calf that was, the mother sort of rejected the calf, and it only lasted a couple of days. It died. In other words, even a calf or kitty has to be nurtured. Everything, unless it's one like an ant, it pops out and it just already has its programming what to do. So many creatures, probably the lion's share of creatures on Earth, are programmed just to replicate and do exactly the same thing that every other creature like them does. And then there are variations. Natural selection. Darwin talked about it being really more important than the idea of evolution. Because through natural selection, obviously, there's some sort of evolution, that there's a change. Evolution doesn't necessarily mean that everything becomes something else eventually. I don't think it does. I think scientifically it's pretty clear that things don't become different things. Hold on, I got to answer a phone here. Okay. I'm putting people on hold, and in a few minutes I will get some. All right, this is a big mess in here. But my point is that evolution is a myth and a lie that you're told so that you believe that you are no different than an animal. But you're absolutely different than every human being is absolutely different than any other creature that's ever been born. We have hundreds of genes that no other creature on this earth has. And that should tell you something right there, that we were specially designed. And some people even believe that we the species, the human being, is not of this earth. Now remember, in the Garden of Eden, the God created man from the soil. That's pretty interesting if you think about it. And then he took from the man he'd created and he made woman. Now, it sounds kind of fantastic, like a science fiction movie. And it probably, I can't imagine seeing an actual creation take place. I don't know. I can't even imagine that. But I do believe, and I can imagine, that we are the result of creation, of a special, specifically designed beings. And this is something we all have in common. And so when I'm talking about people seeing you as being predictable, you have to understand that. I saw a sign one time. It says, "Look at yourself." It was for a barbershop. Look at yourself. Others do. I thought that's kind of a brilliant idea to get people to think about, you know, being aware of how they look, haircut and so on. But other people watch you just like you watch other people. And in that sense, we are all studying each other all the time. Now, some people are consciously studying and some people are unconsciously studying. They're living off of a programming, going back to that. Programming that happened throughout the course of their life, from the time they were born, the environment created within you a set of instructions. And this is what nature and nurture do. Nature gives you potential to be anything you could possibly be. And nurture either expands that possibility or it restricts it. So if you're born in some backwood hut in China or Indonesia, wherever, the law of averages says you're probably not going to break out and become a genius of some sort. But it's possible. And on the other hand, you could be born into a very, very fine family and end up being a complete idiot. And some years ago, I saw an HBO special, and it was about the children of the rich. Absolutely fascinating. If you look for it on YouTube, I bet you could find it. And it went and followed these children. They were heirs and children of very, very wealthy families. They had more money than they could possibly spend in three lifetimes. And they talked about how unhappy they were and how empty their lives were. Now, if you think about that, that's kind of mind-boggling. That if you have everything given to you on a silver platter, some kids would take advantage of it and make something out of it and do something amazing. And I'm sure many people who inherit wealth do. Other people, not so much. I mean, I had a friend once many years ago who had inherited, millions of dollars. And he ended up sort of being a very lazy, how can I say it? You know, he lived a very high life, but did nothing. He had no job. He didn't do anything. He just kind of lived his high life, a very empty life. And I don't know. My family was friends with his family, and my kids played with his kids. But that sort of there was no there. You think about what I'm saying. You may have known people like that. So, and you may maybe even be a person like that. But at the same time, I want you to understand, you can change. You can evolve, or you can progress out of the place that you're at to a higher ground. But you have to be aware of yourself. You have to become aware of yourself. And you have to become aware of what it is that is not right with you, whatever that is. And if you can't be aware of that, then you have another problem. It's an entirely different set of problems when you can't be aware of yourself, because then you're only going to do whatever your programming compels you to do. It's all you're ever going to do is what your programming compels you to do. And if you think about it, you'll see that what I'm saying is true, and that's why you're unhappy. If you're unhappy, you're living out somebody else's idea of who you should be, going all the way around to the idea that people would be afraid of being rejected, so much so that they will go into the military and kill people just so they can come back and say, well, I did what you wanted me to do. Now are you happy with me? Kill or be killed for this thing called approval. And frankly, I've always thought how strange it is that, you know, the Hellenistic wars thousands of years ago, that they fought a war over a woman, the Greeks and the I don't know, the other group of people, I can't remember off the top of my head, over Helen of Troy, who was kidnapped, and she was the wife of one of the kings. All right, 1-800-866-8883, this is Advice Line. David Masters sitting in tonight, talking about whatever you want to talk about. Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
All right, well, here we are again. And the number is 1-800-866-8883. So, do you understand what I'm saying? Living your life around other people, for other people, to please other people, is a dead end. And a dead end means the ending, it doesn't end well for anybody that lives their life around other people. And that doesn't mean to say you don't have loyalty, because loyalty is very important. Loyalty is enormously important. But to a principle more than to a person, to what's right more than who's right. And these are where the arguments that happen in the world that we live in. You look at it again, playing out in the political arena. You have the truth teller and you have the liar. And the liar's trying to muddy the waters and trying to basically throw poop on the truth teller, because the truth teller threatens the liar. And if you've grown up in a family where you are a truth teller and you were dealing with other people who were not as honest, or if you were a liar, which is a lot of people are when they're young, because they're afraid of the consequences of, you know, being rejected, or although it's almost unheard of today. That we, you know, when I was growing up, kids basically all knew that they were to respect and honor their parents. And the ones that didn't ended up in a special school. But now, fast forward like 35 or 40 years, and that other school has become the public school, that where they took the bad kids and the misbehaviors and put them in a different classroom so they wouldn't interrupt the school day. That's just the way it is everywhere. Now, there's no, except for, of course, maybe in some private schools. And, you know, the politicians don't put their kids in private school. I mean, in public school, they put them in a private school. They don't want their children being influenced by typical riffraff of everyday life. So, see, much of your problem in life comes from not having the confidence, the knowing, the strength to be the person that your inner self, your deeper self, is calling you to be. And that you are stuck in a sort of tribalism. And that tribalism sort of dictates to you the terms and conditions of who you are and what you do and what you don't do. And then, of course, this also breeds the opposite, which is the rebel, the renegade, the runaway. I don't want to be a part of that world. It's like people who say, there cannot be a God, because if God made this hell that I'm living in, then I don't believe in God. You know, I've known people that have said that to me. How can there be a God? Look at all the people that die every day in the world. I said, that's not God's fault. That's not God's fault. That's people. This is what we live. We came into the world and we struggle now with the knowledge of good and evil. And before that time, there was only the knowledge of good. That was, they were, the human beings called Adam and Eve were directly connected in a relationship with their creator. But when they opted for the option two, which was both the knowledge of good and evil, suddenly they had two masters, not one. Two masters, because they changed their destiny through deception. And you know what liars do? They deceive. And whenever you see a liar, what you're seeing is the original spirit of that serpent of old. You think about what I'm saying, and you'll know what I'm saying is true. And then there are people who are only compatible with that type of person. Think about what I'm saying. You are involved with a liar, a manipulator, a control freak. That person possesses the original spirit of corruption. But, you know, if you say that to people, they'll think you're crazy. Yes, they will. 1-800-866-8883. David Masters just sitting in tonight. My dad will be back tomorrow, I'm sure. And I look forward to hearing from you if you want to talk. Pick up the phone, 1-800-866-8883. Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Thank you. Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome back to Advice Line. David Masters sitting in tonight. 1-800-866-8883. I'm going to go ahead and go to the phones right now, and I believe I have Liz in North Carolina. Are you there, Liz? Liz?
Hold on.
Do I have Liz?
Yes.
Liz, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Oh, today is another beautiful day for me. Every day is a beautiful day.
Excellent.
So what's happening with you?
Well, I called in because I got the antidote device about a month ago. I've been listening to it at least a couple of times a day. Things have been coming up, memories, stuff that I haven't thought about in years that have bothered me at the time, and I didn't realize they still bothered me. And
okay, now wait, hold on. That's interesting. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Give me an idea of what you're talking about. What kind of things started coming up?
Where I felt like a victim and have been trying to compensate by doing as well as I could as a person, even though I'm frustrated with feeling like a victim.
Okay, now, just hold it right there for 1 second. Let's identify something about you that you're starting to become aware of. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're a nice person. I can tell by, you know, the quality of your voice and the way where you're coming from. But I know the other part of you, too, and that is that you've been a people pleaser. And the reason why you feel like a victim is because people have taken advantage of that. Yes or no?
Yes, and I've allowed it. And I didn't really consciously know I was doing that.
Okay.
It was just something that came automatically.
I get it.
And it's brought up anger issues that
right.
I've allowed myself
Absolutely.
To do that.
Absolutely, but let's go backward. Let's go back to when you were a kid. Let's go way back into the time machine of memory.
Yes.
And what was your life like that made you feel that you had to please people in order to be accepted or loved? Who was it, your mom or your dad or both?
My mom. When my dad wasn't at home, my mom, she would be moody and she would yell at me or hit me or kick me, and I didn't know why.
Hmm.
I didn't know when it was going to happen, so I had to try to be as good as I could.
And would it be for just literally nothing or anything?
I didn't understand the connection to what I did that, you know, brought her to physically, you know, do what she did or verbally. I didn't understand.
Yeah.
All I knew was to try to be as good as I could. And I didn't realize that I've carried this all these years, and it just has come up.
I want to tell you that you're not alone in this, that many, many people, I'd say maybe half of all people have lived in a household where they were kind of bullied and treated cruelly and mean things were said to them for no reason. But I'll tell you why. And this is why you have to stop feeling victimized by it. The reason why is because there was something innocent in you that made the other person feel uncomfortable. It was an innocent core that most children have. Some children lose it very quickly, and they become angry. And other children, somehow, they kind of grow a shell around themselves, and they keep the innocence on the inside so they don't lose it, because unconsciously, a lot of people know that that's really the most important thing in life, is not allowing the world to change you into what the world is. And I think you're one of those people. I think that you did what you had to do to survive in that world. But the person that you have always been which is a good person and a sweet person, kind and good, survived until you could find a way to let go of that shell. Because he's feeling like a victim and being angry is a shell. It's a protective shell. People don't realize that. Because when you're a victim, you want people to feel sorry for you. And then when you get angry, people, it kind of makes people go, whoa, I don't know how to deal with that. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But I don't think that you get angry very often, do you?
I internalize it.
Yeah.
And I've learned that through listening to the antidote device. I never realized it. All I've known on a conscious level was that I just would feel stressed out and tense, and I wasn't consciously aware of really why. And as I've been listening and allowing my thoughts to quiet down and look at, you know, memories coming up and that, it's like, wow, I didn't realize this.
But you see, because you'd never had what I would call a safe space. And really, when you listen to this Be Still and Know exercise, mm-hmm. it's creating an opening for you to allow this stuff to come to the surface so that you can look at it. It kind of gives you a almost like as if you're a scientist behind a glass see-through wall, and you can see whatever it is that's in that other room over there. And you can watch it and observe it without being hurt by it, right?
Right.
See, and that's basically what observation does. It gives you an opportunity, a space, from which to see the things that were causing you so much stress and pain and unhappiness without being re-traumatized. Because the reason why a lot of people want to use drugs and drink their life away and smoke cigarettes and all the other things they do is because they don't want to deal with those painful memories. They don't want to deal with the anger that they've stuffed down inside. They don't want to deal with the feeling of being a victim. So they try to sort of numb every part of themselves, and they have to do it often. And the more you do it, the more you have to do it until one day it either kills you or you say, I can't go that way anymore. I have to wake up. And it's sad. It's terribly sad that so many people in this world go down the path that leads toward death because they don't have a space in which to step back away from what's tearing them up on the inside and to observe it and to see that it's not really them.
I didn't know it was really there and that I could step back and observe. I've never been exposed in my life until recently to tools to help me to be able to do that.
Yes, but I will tell you this, is that your destiny has always been, whether you believe what I'm saying or not, that one day you would find what you found and that it would set you free and that you would become a happy person. That is your destiny. It's not everybody's destiny, but it is yours for sure.
Well, I'm not there yet. It's like a can of worms has been opened, but through listening to the meditation, I'm learning that it's okay to observe these feelings and that, you know, it's today and it's not the same as then, and that I did the best I could then. I didn't know any better, and I didn't realize I've been hanging on to this for all these years, and that I can let it go. So I'm working on that aspect of letting it go.
I think you're going and making great progress. I really do.
Thank you.
So if
go ahead. Roy Masters, I hadn't really heard anything about him until he substituted for Jerry Doyle about a month ago, and I listened to him, and that caught my interest. I got the device, and it's really been helpful. And something that was nice to hear, encouragement, my boyfriend commented tonight that he noticed something has changed. I appear a little calmer, more objective. And I didn't say anything. I said, okay. But he's noticed a change.
That's right. And see, you will have that effect on everyone that you come in contact with. As you get better, And I said this, I don't know if you heard the show last night, but I said that if you're in a cave and you have a match and you light that match, and then there are other people that are in that cave that also have a match but never struck it, suddenly all these matches start to be lit and the cave becomes full of light. And so one person, all it takes is one person to bring a little bit of light into the world, and that little bit of light ignites the light in other people. Either that, or it ignites the hate and the rage in other people, but it doesn't make any difference either way, because you become a catalyst. You become the, instead of being the effect of a cause, and so what I mean by that is if somebody's mean to you and your feelings are hurt, instead of that happening, if you're not hurt, if your feelings aren't hurt, you become the cause of an effect, which means if somebody's being impatient or rude or mean to you and you don't react to it in the wrong way, you have an effect on them. You have a counter effect on them. And this is a principle. This is an undeniable principle of life. If you are not being the effect of a cause, you're being the cause of an effect. And just think about that. And your boyfriend now beginning to see it. And other people will see it, and you'll have that opportunity to share that light with every person you ever come in contact with without even trying, just by being who you are, by having a good attitude. Like, it's the same thing with me. When I come to work, a lot of people are, they have their problems, and I come in, and they all like to be around me because I'm positive. I have that kind of energy. I have that light about me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have a good effect on them, then they have a good effect on other people. So it's a domino effect. And it's a brilliant thing. I mean, God actually designed us to be this way, that we are capable of helping other people just by being who we are supposed to be. That's what Jesus did. Jesus changed the whole world because the whole world could not change him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had God in him. And the same thing is true. He said, I'm the first of many brothers and sisters. So you're one of those people. And you just have to keep going down the path. That's all you have to do. Don't ever stop going down this path that you're on. Because
well, I'm grateful for the foundation and for Roy to put together the antidote device to help me try to, well, reconnect with me. Because I found out how reactive I've been to things in the world and lost touch with who I am.
You know, it's a good thing people don't know where to find you, because there'd be a lot of guys looking for you.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I do. I know that.
But it's kind of weird. I've, you know, been taught to depend on the outside for influences to help me on the inside, and it hasn't worked. But this, wow, as I've been able to do the meditation, a lot of memories and thoughts are coming to mind, and it's like things are kind of falling into place, but things are coming up that, so it's a mishmash of stuff, but it feels like it's a good thing in the long run, and I'm able to, stay with it.
I'm going to let you go, but I appreciate your call, and I hope to hear from you again soon, Liz. Thank you for calling. Keep going down your path. 1-800-866-8883. David Master sitting in tonight. Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, and welcome back to the show. 1-800-866-8883. That's the number. Looking forward to hearing from you tonight on whatever topic is on your mind. So having said that, I'm going to go to caller number 2, and let's find out who this is. You're on the show. What's your name?
Hi, my name is John.
Hey, John, what's going on?
I'm going through a situation I do not understand. It's causing me great consternation. And two things. I've got a medical appointment I keep postponing over and over and over again. It involves driving. And the question is this. I know there's something in me besides me. If this thing, whatever it is, could this influence me or prevent me from driving and going through with this medical appointment? I have canceled about 10 times. I have called these people and I beg forgiveness, and I've had to cancel over and over and over again. I've got a toothache that just will not go away, and I get in the car. And I may go 10 miles, and I shut down, and I get
so nervous.
All right,
let me ask you this, John. What happens as you begin to shut down? What goes through your mind?
Anxiety off the scale.
So when you say anxiety, I mean, what does it feel like to have that kind of feeling? What can you describe it to me?
It's like I'm no longer safe on the road because I'm so amped up. I no longer feel safe on the highway, and I just got to pull over. And
I'm kind of getting a picture. I'm getting a picture here. Several years ago, I went on a business trip, and I didn't eat or drink anything for probably 8 or 10 or 12 hours, maybe. And so I'm a type 2 diabetic, but I don't have any diabetes. It's just what happens if I don't exercise and eat properly. But that day, it was kind of a new experience to me. I'd only found out several months before. When I got back to my hotel room, I started hallucinating because my blood sugar was completely out of whack. And my whole body chemistry was completely gone, out of control. And I literally started to see faces coming through the wall. Like in the movie The Frighteners, I don't know if you've seen that.
No, sir. But I get the picture. I'm a type 2 diabetic, too.
Yeah. So, you know, the fact is that we have these issues that we have to be aware of. But, you know, what I'm trying to describe to you is this, is that human beings have certain kinds of vulnerabilities, specifically in the realm of spirituality. Because not only are we have a flesh and blood animal body, but in that body, there's a soul, unlike, I believe, any other created being. You know, animals have instincts. We have soul, and the soul is sort of in the seat of who we are. So what is it? What is being attacked in this world is not your body as much as it is your soul. That's why terrorists do the things they do, because they want to cripple your soul. They want to damage your soul so that you're damaged good and you go through life, and then when you're gone, you never fulfilled your potential, because you've been crippled by these inflictions of trauma and fear. And so the problem right now, as I see it, is that I know that you're using the meditation, and that kind of keeps you calm to a certain degree. But then when you go outside of your comfort zone, you feel vulnerable. And the minute you step outside your house, you start to feel vulnerable. And especially when it comes to this thing, because I know you had a traumatic experience with a dentist when you were younger, right?
Something happened. There's a whole smorgasbord of things going on here. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yes, but see, here's the deal. What you're having to do is you're having to face your greatest fear. And really, but see, you got to realize one thing. There's a movie that I recommend for you called After Earth. And there's a simple principle in this movie, but the whole movie is about the principle. And that is, danger is real, but fear is a choice. And so if you don't exercise the choice not to be afraid, then you're allowing fear to control you. And fear is connected to the dark side. Now, There's different kinds of fear, obviously. There's rational fear and there's irrational fear. And what you have is irrational fear. And it's not even that you have it. It has you, because it possessed you a very long time ago. See?
Yes.
And you've sort of given into it. And so now you have to face the fear. And, you know, it's I can describe something to you that maybe this will help you understand what you need to do. Because, see, in order to face fear, you have to have courage, right?
Yes.
So this was about 30 years ago. I was trying to sleep, and I was very uncomfortable. I was tossing and turning, and I thought, you know, I'm going to get up, and I'm going to sit in the chair, and I'm going to meditate. And as soon as I started meditating, I felt like I was in a dark movie theater, and from the left and the right of each side of this theater, these ugly faces started coming at me. And my instinct was to open my eyes. But something said to me, no, stop. Don't open your eyes. Keep meditating. And then my knowing told me, look at these faces. So I did. I looked in my mind's eye, I looked at these faces. And as I looked at the faces with courage, it was almost like the lights in the theater started coming up, and the faces, these ugly, gnarly, angry faces, started to fade away. And, you know, I basically have not had much fear in my life for the last 30 years, because I faced it. See, something had to guide me through it, and I had to trust that something. And it wasn't just something, if you know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Okay, hold on. I got to take a quick break here. Stay with me, will you? Okay. And there's other callers on the line, I know, but I'll get to all of you. I have another hour coming up. And 800-866-8883 is the number. My dad's just taking a night off tonight. David Master sitting in. And please support the foundation. P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. But I'll give you some more information in just a moment. All right, here we go. Yes, this program is kind of like public radio in a sense that it's listener-funded. And we don't have any sponsors. And you say, how do you stay on the air? We stay on the air because of people like you. People like you who have been helped and who want to pass it on or pay it forward. And so I would just humbly ask you, please send a tax-deductible donation to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or you can call the Foundation of Human Understanding during the daytime, regular business hour, specific time, 800-877-3227, or go to FHU.com right now, FHU.com, and you can make a contribution online. Keep this program on the air. All right, I have another hour coming up. Stay tuned for more, please.